In 2005, I was in a Native film festival in Rapid City, South Dakota. One of the featured musicians that night was a Native woman who played edgy, activist songs about social justice and current issues. Fast forward to 2016, and this week I'm talking with that musician, Annie Humphrey, local singer-songwriter, artist, and former Marine.
I grew up in Cass Lake, and my dad was the musician in our family. He played guitar, he played like country music, and then I just picked it up and I started, and then we got a piano because my dad worked at the IHS in Cass Lake. A young doctor come through Cass Lake, and his next hospital was in Puerto Rico. So they had a piano in their house, and they said, we're not going to haul it. So I got this big, huge upright piano in the living room, and I just started, you know, playing around on that and listening to TV melodies and then copying. And so, you know, pretty soon I don't know if I developed it. People think you're born with it, or maybe I just developed it.
After graduating from Cass Lake High School, Annie continued with her music, but also went to work at the Bugonogishig School. Like many of us at that age, she was young, restless, and nervous about getting stuck here.
My little brother enlisted in the Marine Corps before I did, and we had a feast at my aunt's house. And the sergeant came to the feast because he was leaving from the house, and all my uncles who were like in Vietnam, Korea, when my little brother got in the car with that sergeant and they were backing out, it was snowing out, and then all the men stood in the headlights and they all saluted him. And I remember that moment thinking, wow, that is so cool. And I was working at the bug school, and I was sitting in the cafeteria, and I remember thinking, if I don't leave here soon, 20 years old, I'm going to get stuck here. And after work that day, I drove straight to Bemidji, and the guys were in their little offices, and I saw the Marine Corps poster, and there was a woman on there, and I didn't know back then that women could be in the Marine Corps. And so the guy moseyed out the sergeant, and I start talking to him, and I just said, well, I think I want to do this.
Annie served 4 years in the Marines and came home to rediscover her world and what she wanted. Music was a part of that picture.
I always wanted to write about something that other people could relate to or other people would have a concern about. Because when I was 19, I went to the theater and I saw a documentary called Rattle and Hum with the band U2 from Ireland. And that band was using their music and their celebrity to bring attention to things. I thought, that is so cool. That's what I'm going to do.
You're listening to The Call of the Wild. This week, I'm talking to Annie Humphrey, singer, songwriter, and visual artist from Deer River, Minnesota.
We the people drink oceans of oil. It's not right, we say. As we drive our car to the grocery store just a half a mile away.
Annie's mother is a writer and poet who has performed and traveled in many other countries, speaking about women and war and social justice. Annie learned early to speak out about what matters.
I hit the ground going to anti-war rallies with my mother and handing out stuff and going and listening to Natalie Merchant and whoever. I know that war is not a good thing, but I try to tell people don't if you're going to protest these things that are happening, don't do it against the personnel, the enlisted people, because the president is actually our commander in chief. So I just let people know, man, you see, military people are just, it's not a big green machine. It's human beings with a story, and they were all there for a reason. I was there just to get away from where I was, and it was free, and it was an adventure.
Later, as a young mother and student, Annie began to carve a career out of her many experiences and her music.
And so I thought I'd better do something, because I was a college student and on welfare. I just thought, well, maybe I'll just try singing in coffee houses or sing. So I started. That's what I started doing. I hauled my kids. One was in an infant carrier, and the other one's just barely walking. And I'd go and play for 2 hours, and they'd have to just sit and wait. And then someone from the college in the town hired me to play for something, and then I worked on this compilation recording, and someone sent the rough tracks to a record place in North Dakota. They called, and I'm like, anyway, they ended up having me come out, and they signed me, and I did two CDs for them in 2000, and that's when things kicked in, and that's when I was going on tour, and that's when I was on Honor the Earth tour, and that was Indigo Girls, Jackson Browne, David Crosby, and then after that, Jackson Browne invited me to another thing, so, and then, you know, then this, I made a living at it for, oh gosh, 3 years?
Christopherson said it best, wiping out the traces of the people and places that I've been. Our sins, they don't matter anymore. We began the day we began. Let yourself be brand new to me. I could be new to you too. Put your ear in my chest.
While we're talking, Annie's mother and her little grandson, Zane, came in and joined us. I like that I'm in the presence of three generations. There's something special about that. Annie's life has had many twists and turns, and she just released a new CD of her music.
Yeah, I was happy here with the horses and my chickens, and then I met my husband, and he said, he didn't know I played music when we met. And then he said, why don't you do this anymore? And he just kept saying, you should write, you should, if you can do this, you should do it. So that was 2 years ago, and I wrote one song, and it must have just been stuck, because then I just kept writing and writing and writing, and then I had enough for a record, and so I recorded it. And
in her spare time, Annie works at the Northern Lights Alternative School as a project coordinator. And this year, she's also taken a loft space for the summer in the Old Central School in Grand Rapids. Painting is another of her many talents, and she refers to her work as functional art.
So in the art space, I'm kind of doing something like this. I do wooden stools, small pieces of usable stuff. And I paint. I'm not going to do much of that painting on canvas. I think I like functional art better.
With The Call of the Wild, I'm Milt Lee.
She was 47, he was 51.